This is a cell recording for Sunday the 24th of October, Mission Sunday. Today's Gospel is a warm and simple story. It fulfills one of the prophecies of Isaiah, that when the Messiah would come, the blind would see, the lame would walk, and so on. The story is beautifully put together, and there are three parts to it. The beggar's request, the Lord's response, and the cure. On top of that, there are some little ingredients that really tug at the heart. A poor little blind beggar, the underdog, with whom we can all identify. The Lord reaching out to him in compassion. The blindness that darkened his life being taken away. A classic happy ending. But maybe there are deeper insights within that story. Bartimaeus did three significant things. Number one, he made an act of faith in Jesus. But he made an act of faith in him as his saviour. He calls him Son of David. He was saying, you are my Messiah. You are my Saviour. You're the Saviour of the world. It was an extraordinary thing for a blind man to see. He had much better sight than many of the people around him, you could say. The second thing that he did was, despite being told by the people around him to shut up, he persevered in prayer. Just look at the fickleness of the crowd who had first told him to shut up. Jesus is leaving town. You missed the boat. He's heading for Jerusalem. This is a revolutionary march. What is it now? The persistence. He won't be shut up. It's all right for them. And he shouts all the louder. And then when Jesus says, call him here, they get all licky and say, courage, he is calling you. That crowd wants to do the right thing by Jesus, but they're very superficial. The third thing he did after he was cured, he didn't go off like the nine lepers in other directions. He followed Jesus down the road. I think Mark means more when he says he followed Jesus as a disciple for life. Maybe there's insights all of us can take from this story when we say we believe in Jesus. Do we see Jesus just as a historical figure who said interesting things? Or is he alive and real now? For me, is he our Saviour? And if he is our Saviour, what do we need to be saved from? Is it help me to see my sins and be sorry for them, to see my faults and overcome them, to see the needs of suffering people and respond to them? Another element in that cure, Jesus asks him, what do you want me to do for you? Well, it seems obvious, but it's important that Jesus asks the man exactly what he's looking for. In our prayers to God, it would help if we were more specific. Ask in a single-minded way without distraction. If Jesus spoke to you tonight and said to you in a deep way, what do you want me to do for you? What is it you really need? How we answer that question would say a great deal about how well we know ourselves and what our real needs are. The man persevered in his prayer. Do we get easily discouraged? Are we asking for the right things of God, the things that really matter? The noise of the crowd, even their telling him to shut up, would have drowned the blind man's voice, but he wouldn't let it. He was desperate to be heard by Jesus. Lord, help us persevere in prayer. Help us to believe, even when we see no results, that you're listening. Don't let a noisy world shut you out or shut me down. The man followed Jesus. Are we disciples or hangers-on, following the band? Are there other influences in our life, other gods asking us to follow them? Maybe the one prayer all of us could say is, God, take away my blindness, that we can be a better person, a better mother, father, husband, wife, priest. And now here's some questions for you. Number one, besides physical blindness, what kind of blindness do you see in society? Number two, when Bartimaeus shouted after Jesus, the initial response of the followers was to be critical and to scold him. Are there times when our love for Jesus drives sinners away? How should we act towards other people, particularly people who are sinners? Three, children love this story. Why do you think children love the story of blind Bartimaeus? And finally, think of two things you want Jesus to do for you. One you can share with your group. And the second one tells Jesus, one you may have to keep in your heart because it's very personal to you. But know that he always listens. So that's the sale for this week, Mission Sunday coming up. Remember the missions and say a wee prayer for me. Thank you.